Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Star Bulk Carriers, or SBLK, as it's known on the ticker. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into this shipping giant to break down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. We'll also touch on recent performance, key financials, and what's been making waves in the news. So grab a coffee and let's unpack whether Star Bulk Carriers deserves a spot in your portfolio. For those who might not be as familiar, Star Bulk Carriers is a major player in the dry bulk shipping industry, operating within the broader transportation sector. Based out of Greece, they specialize in transporting commodities like iron ore, coal, and grain across the globe. With a sizable fleet and a focus on operational efficiency, they've carved out a solid position in a highly cyclical market. But as we'll see, this industry can be a wild ride, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. Before we jump into the SWOT, let's set the stage with some recent updates. News around Star Bulk has been buzzing with their latest earnings call for Q4 2024, where they reported a net income of $42 million, a figure that caught attention given the volatile shipping rates lately. Their performance metrics also show a mixed bag, decent gains over the past year, but some softening in shorter timeframes like the last month and quarter. The dry bulk sector itself has seen fluctuating demand, and Star Bulk seems to be navigating these choppy waters with a focus on cost control and shareholder returns. Now let's break this down further with our SWOT analysis to see where they stand for long-term investors like you. Strengths. First up, Star Bulk Carriers has a robust financial foundation. Their latest earnings call highlighted a net income of $42 million for Q4 2024, which, while not earth-shattering, shows they're generating consistent profitability even in a tough market. Their gross profit margin also looks healthy, indicating they're managing costs well despite rising fuel and operational expenses. Another strong point is their commitment to shareholder value. They're actively returning capital through dividends and buybacks, as mentioned in the recent earnings summary. Their dividend yield is competitive within the sector, making them an attractive pick for income-focused investors. Operationally, they've got a tight ship, pun intended. Their focus on fleet optimization and fuel efficiency is paying off, as noted in their earnings call. This not only cuts costs, but also positions them as a more sustainable player in an industry often criticized for environmental impact. Lastly, their current ratio and quick ratio suggest solid liquidity. They've got enough cash and short-term assets to cover liabilities, which is a reassuring sign for long-term stability, especially in a capital-intensive business like shipping. Weaknesses. Now, let's talk about the cracks in the hull. One glaring issue is their debt-to-equity ratio, which raises some eyebrows. Carrying a significant debt load in a cyclical industry like shipping can be risky, especially if freight rates take a nosedive or interest rates climb further. This could strain their balance sheet if market conditions worsen. Their return on equity isn't exactly setting the world on fire. Compared to other sectors, their ROE suggests they're not squeezing as much profit out of shareholder investments as they could. For long-term investors, this might signal inefficiencies that need addressing. Performance-wise, while they've had a decent run over the past year, shorter-term metrics show some underperformance compared to the broader sector. This could indicate they're losing a bit of steam or facing tougher competition in the near term, something to keep an eye on. Opportunities. On the brighter side, there are some exciting tailwinds for Star Bulk. The dry bulk shipping market is heavily tied to global trade, and with emerging markets continuing to drive demand for commodities, there's potential for revenue growth. If they can capitalize on rising freight rates, especially in regions like Asia, their top line could see a nice boost. Their earnings call emphasized a proactive strategy to navigate market uncertainties, including potential fleet expansion or modernization. With some strategic capital expenditure, they could position themselves as a leader in efficiency and capacity, especially if they invest in newer, greener vessels that align with tightening environmental regulations. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to historical averages for the industry. This suggests the stock might not be overpriced right now, offering a potential entry point for long-term investors betting on a sector recovery. Lastly, their geographic revenue segments show a diversified presence across multiple regions. If they can deepen penetration in high-growth areas, this could be a game-changer for sustained revenue streams over the next decade. Threats. Now let's not sugarcoat the risks. The shipping industry is notoriously cyclical, and Starbulk is at the mercy of global economic swings. A slowdown in major economies could tank demand for dry bulk shipping, hitting their revenue hard. This is a big one for long-term holders to consider. Another threat is the volatility in freight rates. As highlighted in their earnings call, market uncertainties are a constant headache. If rates drop significantly, their margins could get squeezed, especially with that hefty debt load we mentioned earlier. Regulatory pressures are also looming. The push for lower emissions in shipping means they might need to shell out big bucks for fleet upgrades or face penalties. While they're taking steps toward sustainability, this remains a costly challenge. Finally, competition in the sector is fierce. If rivals snag better contracts or operate at lower costs, Starbulk could lose market share. Their recent short-term performance dips compared to the sector average hint at this risk, so they'll need to stay sharp. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's zoom out and think about what this all means for you as a long-term investor. Starbulk Carriers has some solid strengths, particularly their profitability and shareholder-friendly policies, which make them a contender for a dividend-focused portfolio. However, the debt levels and cyclical nature of the industry are real hurdles. The opportunities tied to global trade growth are enticing, but they come with significant risks from economic downturns and regulatory shifts. From a valuation standpoint, they don't seem overbought, which might appeal to those looking for a value play in the shipping space. But, and this is key, timing matters. Short and medium-term volatility could test your patience, so this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock unless you've got a high tolerance for industry swings. In conclusion, Starbulk Carriers offers a mixed bag for long-term investors. It's got potential, especially if global trade picks up, but it's not without its rough seas. My take? Keep this on your watch list, monitor how they manage debt and market volatility, and consider entry points during sector dips if you believe in the long-term demand for dry bulk shipping. Thanks for tuning in. And if you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Starbulk in the comments. I'd love to hear your take. Until next time, keep building that wealth.